Cyprus's Turkish community said today a UN process to kickstart talks was on hold after a dispute with Greek Cypriots over the agenda, dashing hopes of quick progress on reuniting the divided Mediterranean island. The United Nations has unsuccessfully been trying since last July to bring the Cypriot sides to low-level negotiations, a mechanism they hoped would pave the way for full-fledged talks on unification. The Minister of Foreign Affairs for Cyprus, Yorgos Lelikas, is currently in Rome. He spoke with Vatican Radio about the current situation, which has divided the island since a Turkish invasion of the north in 1974. He said Turkey must resolve the issue if it wishes to advance the negotiations of its eventual membership in the EU.
If we want to achieve the reunification of the island, we must find a way to bring together the two communities and to develop more exchanges and contacts, but also to develop common interests between the two communities. If we are free to negotiate with the Turkish Cypriot, I think we could easier to find a solution to the Cyprus problem. We believe that it's in our interest to have as a neighbor a country who will be a democratic country and a country who will respect and implement the European values and principles and will respect the international law. At the same time, they don't allow the Christians in Cyprus to open churches and to make ceremonies in churches. So there is no respect, I would say, on the religious right of the people in Cyprus by the Turkish army, because Italy has good relations with Turkey and with Cyprus. Mr. Dalema is in position to transfer and to bring to Turkey the right messages to try to make understand Turkey that it's in the interest of Turkey to be positive and to implement its obligations towards the European Union and then to solve the Cyprus problem, because this is the only way to open the road for the accession of Turkey in the European Union. And I'm sure that he will do it.